Today's audio cast for Friday, May 30th, 2008 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news service, is brought to you by Kitt Planes Magazine. Learn more or subscribe at www.kittplanes.com. Well, AirVenture 2008 is rolling around again, and somebody once said it ain't Oshkosh till the bonanzas arrive. And to find out if that's true, we've got Larry Gaines with us today with Bonanzas to Oshkosh. Larry, thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Larry, tell us a little bit about the history and tradition of Bonanzas to Oshkosh.
Well, about 19 or 20 years ago, a fellow named Wayne Collins, who was famous in his own right as having flown his Bonanza around the world a couple of different times, I think he's done it three times, once each direction also, was at the American Bonanza Society convention, and they were talking about Oshkosh, and they decided that they wanted to camp together in the North 40. They looked into reserving space, and that cannot happen. It's just, it's be too complicated, too complex. They have volunteer parking people. There's no way they can reserve space. So they were told, if you want to camp together, you need to arrive together. Well, there were, I don't know, 8 or 10 of them, maybe more, like 11. So they flew the Rip and Fisk arrival, showed up in a formation. Three or four of the guys were ex-military and gave some formation flying pointers to the rest of the group, and they had a great time. Somebody wrote it up for the ABS magazine. There's a little article in it, and the next thing you know, there's an event going on. Next year, there were 37 or 38 airplanes. It grew very quickly. Finally, it caught the attention of EAA and the FAA that second year when 38 airplanes arrived at Ripon at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And people sat down and they worked out an arrival procedure for us. We have our letter of agreement with the FAA that EAA signs into, winds permitting, and they have every year but one. They shut down runway 36 for us. It takes us about 12, 13 minutes to get 70 to 90 airplanes on the ground. So we actually relieved some of the congestion on the normal arrival. In 1995, it grew to a world record flight of 132 aircraft, and that year they realized that they'd grown a little too quickly. So they got together and put heads to it and came up with some new safety rules and some procedures, and it's grown from there. About the year 2000 or so, guys started going to formation clinics. Vernon Ricks down in Mississippi has one for warbirds, and he was gracious enough to allow the Bonanza guys to show up and provided some T-34 and some T-28 pilots to help them out.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2002, Wayne Collins again started up a clinic of his own in Grayson County, Texas. And from that first clinic, we now have 11 or 12 regionals all around the country in 9 different spots. I host a couple of them in California.
So the more experienced pilots go around the country, these clinics, and break in the new folks.
Exactly. After the first Grayson County one that I went to, I hosted one in California, and I had an Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Squadron Commander of a pack of F-16s come out and handle all the safety aspects and the teaching part of it. And from that 2002 clinic, if you'll call it that, there were about a dozen, 15 of us in California that got pretty serious about it and started flying pretty regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of us have got our FFI cards, and a few of us have actually flown in the show at Oshkosh, not just our arrival, but in the showcase flights.
Wow. Well, tell me about the FFI credentials. Who does that come from, and what does it allow you to do?
All right. Well, this is a side thing of Bonanza's Oshkosh. It sort of grew out of it. So 20 years ago or so, the FAA, maybe it was 15, the FAA decided that you needed special training in order to fly in wavered airspace, which means there's a crowd line, and mm-hmm. you need to be concerned about a crash hurting more than just the guy in the airplane. So the Warbird group got together and they formed up the FAST program, Formation and Safety Training. And they very quickly ramped up, and all the ex-military guys gave training to the other fellows, and they were able to keep the Warbirds flying in their formations like missing mans at air shows and the like. A few years after that, they decided that civilian aircraft weren't suitable for their FAST program. So a fellow named Stu McCurdy, who owns an RV and is the head of a really good group called Falcon Flight, Stu approached EAA and the FAA and established his own program, Formation Flying Incorporated.
Ah.
With the help of the Warbirds of America and with the help of the FAST people, he established a similar program for civilian aircraft types. In the history of FFI, they started off with RVs. There was a group of Grummans for a while, I think. They've sort of dissolved, and we started inviting Stu to the clinic in Grayson County, and Now there's a program for Bonanzas. We have two Bonanza-specific check pilots. One lives in Texas. The other is a good friend of mine who unfortunately moved from California to the East Coast, so we don't get to get our check rides as expeditiously as we used to, but still a good thing.
Now, is there a limit to the number of people that can participate in a given year?
You know, we'd say we limit the number of participants or the number of registrations at 120 in an attempt to keep the flight at 100. Last year we had 110, and as long as we have enough element leaders, now we go in flights of three separated by 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. As long as we have enough element leaders, we can grow as large as we want because it's a trail with 15 seconds. Doesn't matter how long it is, as long as everybody behaves. Right now we've identified just about enough potential flight leaders where attempting this world record in 2009 is a possibility. Mm-hmm. We haven't decided on it yet. We're thinking about it. And after this year's flight, we'll sit down and decide whether or not that's a reasonable thing to attempt.
Well, take a Bonanza pilot that has little or no formation experience that wants to get involved. I guess the first thing is to go to your website, right?
Exactly. www.b2osh.org.
And we'll put a link to that in the snippet on AvWeb also.
Very good.
What about for this year? Is there a deadline for the registration?
Well, there's a deadline in there that says May 31st. After May 31st, you can't get a refund. However, in the interest of safety, if I am convinced that someone is not prepared to do the flight, I'll send them their money back rather than encourage someone to try and fly with us who isn't ready.
Sure. How much is the registration?
Registration fee is $50.
Okay.
20 of that is a ramp fee to Emory, our host at Rockford. They hire 13 or 14 extra employees for the weekend. They're wonderful. They clear out a big hangar for our hangar party, and they go to an enormous amount of trouble for us. They arrange for a large UPS ramp for us to park on in preparation for the flight. The rest of the $30 fee goes towards the meals. We have a big party on Friday night in the hangar at Rockford. We may have a little surprise party Saturday morning.
Now, as much as anything, it looks like this is a big social event. You guys actually send some people ahead to make preparations, don't you?
A few. There's one fellow that arrives there on Thursday or Friday, and he parks his airplane. Now, there is no reserved parking at Oshkosh. We have some people there on the ground to coordinate with the parking volunteers, let's put it that way. It's all very nice up and up. It doesn't violate any EAA's rules, but there have been issues in the past where people think that there's reserved parking, and it absolutely is not the case. If we're late due to weather or something, the parking area where we normally would park would not be available to us, and we would have to go farther on down the line.
Larry, other than the clinics and qualifying FFI and selecting flight leaders, are there any other ways you focus on safety?
Absolutely. There's an on-your-own page on our website that describes it. We don't post email addresses on our website anymore because of spam issues, but anybody that writes me requesting email addresses and telephone numbers of other registrants that are local to them, I will provide that information, and I actually lean on some of the more experienced guys to go out and fly with some of the less experienced guys who are unable to make the clinics. But I believe starting in 2009, the clinics are going to be a requirement.
Right. A buddy of mine said that non-Bonanza formation pilots, some of them are against flying formation with an airplane that uses the twist veneer type throttles. Have you ever heard anything like that?
Yeah. Well, Stu himself was in my airplane, and he reached over to demonstrate something to a buddy of mine who was flying it, and he grabbed the throttle and it had the veneer on it, and he was like, hey, I don't like this. It's something you have to get used to. I just reach up, grab a fistful of it, and squeeze that knob in and use it as though it didn't have the veneer in it.
Right.
Some of the guys have sewn up some little suede and Velcro devices that hold the button in for formation flying. But, yeah, that part of the equation was certainly not designed for formation flying.
Now, in addition to Oshkosh, I understand some of your regional guys get together and fly, like parades or other gatherings.
Yeah, just this past weekend, there were eight of us got together and flew a double missing man formation pole over a Memorial Day parade in Gilroy day before yesterday. We've done probably two dozen missing man formations at military funerals and at funerals of and services of pilots that have passed away.
Now, let's say one of your regional clinics, is there a charge for that?
The fees that the hosts charge just go for food and material. So, to the extent that it's flight training, which by FAA definition it absolutely is not, it's free.
I see. you are doing this for just the love of flying, the love of bonanzas?
Exactly. You know, Tom Pobrezny likes to impress upon people the family reunion aspect of going to Oshkosh every year. And for our Bonanza group, that is absolutely true. The camaraderie and the friendship is incredible. As an adult, I'm 54 years old now, in the last 7 or 8 years since I've gotten involved in this, I have made new friends, and good new friends, not just acquaintances, in the same sort of target-rich environment. You might compare it to your first couple of years in college,
uh-huh.
where you're meeting lots of new people in the same place in life where you are. In this case, it's people who have a passion for flying, and in our case, it's a little bit narrower than that. It's in our bonanzas, but it's not just limited to the bonanzas. Six of our guys went to one of the Cessnas to Oshkosh preparation clinics in Santa Maria, California here a couple months back, and we served as safety pilots for some of their guys. And then at my clinic in California, at my advanced clinic, we had two Cirrus pilots, the guy who founded COPA, Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association,
mm-hmm.
and who was their first president, and the guy who is their current president, Mike Radomski and Kurt Sanford. And so it's all about the passion for flying. When the Moonies started up, they came to Wayne and asked his advice, and he was free with everything he had. So we cooperate fully. The Cessnas and the Moonies, there's going to be a Comanche group flying this year, too, a smaller one. Cessnas and the Moonies, they're doing the same thing that we're doing, so we wish them all the best. We tease each other about our aircraft type differences, but that's all in fun.
I love your website. There's no way you can go on there and not get those juices flowing for this year's formation flight, Bonanzas to Oshkosh. And Larry, I appreciate your time today, and later in July, I'm going to be looking up frequently to see if I can see all those Bonanzas going over. If you would like to click through to the Bonanzas to Oshkosh website, it's right there in the snippet accompanying today's audio cast. Email comments, welcome, audionews@avweb.com. And for breaking general aviation news, of course, www.avweb.com. Today's audio cast was brought to you by Kit Planes Magazine. You can check it out on your newsstand or at www.kitplanes.com. Mike Blakeney for Avweb Audio. Thanks for listening.